Okay, so for today's Dvar Halacha that has to do with Hilchas Shabbos, we'll discuss a topic that relates to Hilchas Muksa, and that is the topic called Graf Shel Re'i. What does it mean, Graf Shel Re'i? It means that when something is disgusting, something is repulsive, so even though inherently it has the qualities of Muksa, Chazal were makel and they relaxed the Halachas of Muksa. So if let's say you have a dirty diaper, and it's inherently something that should be Muksa, doesn't have a use. Nevertheless, since it's disgusting to have it around, it's repulsive. The halacha is you're allowed to move it and throw it into the garbage because it's a graf shel re'i. It's repulsive. And Chazal relaxed the Isra Muksa regarding these items. Now, there happens to be a very interesting machlekes ha'achroinim as to the nature of this dispensation. Like, what's the understanding of this heter called graf shel re'i? There are two ways, really, of understanding this halacha. One way you could understand that halacha is based on the concept of, like, kavod habrias. It could be muksa, it could be inherently aser, but Chazal said that you're allowed to violate the halachas of muksa because of kavod habrias. It's not nice to have it around, and it's a disturbing thing for your dignity and for your pleasant atmosphere of Shabbos to have something repulsive around. So Chazal said that you could be makel and violate the halachas of muksa for the need of maintaining kavod habrias. That's one way of understanding the halacha, that it's still inherently muksa, it's just a relaxation for the tzorech of kavod habrias. Another way of understanding it is that it's not muksa, that Chazal understood that the inherent definition of muksa means that it's set aside from use, that it's not designated for use. But if something is disgusting and it's repulsive, and it's a graf shel re'i, so there's a human need to use it and to move it on Shabbos, and therefore it's not muksa b'chol. So that's really the second way of understanding this halacha, that it's not the heter, in spite of the fact that it's muksa, but rather it's b'chol not categorized as muksa due to the fact that is disgusting and repulsive. Now, it seems from the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it and the way the Chazon Ish presents it, that there's a dispute over here between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish as it relates to this particular question in understanding the halacha. It seems like the Chazon Ish understands that it's bechlal not considered muksa due to the fact that it's disgusting and it's tzorech adam to remove it, so therefore it's, in fact, permissible on Shabbos without any dispensation required. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that no, it really inherently is muksa and it should be muksa, and there's like a special heter, l'kavod habrias. And because it's a human need and human dignity to move it away, so then we relaxed and we enabled the person to violate the halachas of muksa. Be that as it may, this is the heter called graf shel re'i. And as we mentioned, the heter applies, let's say, to something that's like a dirty diaper. It's disturbing, it's in your way, you're allowed to move it, throw it out on Shabbos, in spite of the fact that it should be muksa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Simin Shinches, that this halacha and heter of graf shel re'i only applies to things that are in your living quarters. In other words, you're not allowed to move something that's repulsive if it's not really disturbing your Shabbos. So it has to be in an area that you're actually using on Shabbos, that it's a usable area, that people walk there, people... It's, let's say, in the living room where people sit and relax on Shabbos, or it's in the dining room. It's at a place where you reside and you use the space on Shabbos. Then you have the heter of graf shel re'i. Just a couple of interesting points. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that even though there is this heter of graf shel re'i, and you don't even have to... carry it away with a shinoi in an indirect way. You could carry it directly, and there's no chiv incumbent on you to make an indirect tiltal of this item that's repulsive. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan rules that if it's possible, you should ask a guy to remove it rather than remove it yourself. So even though there's a heter called graf shel re'i, according to the Aruch HaShulchan and some other paiskim, if possible, you should ask a goy to remove it in your stead, and only if a goy is not available is it mutter for the yid directly to move the muksa item that's graf shel re'i. That's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Not everyone agrees, but this is something that a person should try to abide if if easy. In other words, if it's difficult, if there's no goy presently available, you don't have to look for a goy. But if there's a goy on premises, and it's so easy to just ask him to remove the grav shel re'i instead of you, that's preferable to do so in accordance with this opinion that tells you to ask a goy instead. The second halacha that relates to grav shel re'i is a psak that also comes from several achreinim that discuss grav shel re'i, and that is that if you notice a grav shel re'i hanging around before Shabbos, lechatchila, you shouldn't wait until Shabbos to invoke the heter of grav shel re'i to enable the removal of the repulsive item on Shabbos. In other words, if you see it before Shabbos, lechatchila, you should get rid of it. You shouldn't wait until Shabbos. Put yourself in a situation that will enable a heter of removing a grav shel re'i. Rather, you should preempt this heter, and if you notice the grav shel re'i before Shabbos, lechatchila, you should remove it beforehand. So those are the two halachas that come up quite frequently as it relates to grav shel re'i. Number one, if possible, you should fulfill the requirement of the Aruch HaShulchan that you should get a goy instead of a yid to do it. You don't have to be matriach yourself to go out of your way to find a goy, but if there's a goy mamash there anyways, you should ask him to do it. That's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. And then also, as the Acharonim point out, if you could preempt it and remove it before Shabbos, because it's already bothering you and in the way on before Shabbos, you should do so rather than wait until Shabbos and employ the heter.